With the cold weather coming in, it officially is starting to feel like track season for the Riverside girls. There's a new freshman class that has come in to provide some youth into this program, while also bringing in a little inexperience to the competitive nature of high school track and field. Head coach Jared Hoffman is ready for these athletes to provide a spark towards a new future of Bulldog track and field.
Having a whole new class come in. We have a good freshman class that came in. We graduated a good set of seniors, but we have a large freshman class coming in, so it'll be interesting to see what that's like.
Riverside has quite a few challenges in front of them this season. That is why they are focusing on what lies ahead, with a common goal for their sprinters, throwers, and distance runners.
Yeah, making sure that everybody's up on the same page. We have a good set of field event girls for throwers coming in, and we've got some good sprinters and mid-distance, just kind of seeing what they can do when they're set with a challenge in front of them.
Despite having a young team, the Bulldogs feature quite a few upper-class state competitors, including Lydia Erickson, Ellie Henderson, Emma Gordon, Veronica Scheschinger, and Carly Henderson, who helped carry this young team to a top-tier level of success. Even a few sophomores such as Bailey Richardson and Bentley Roan have been able to make it to the state meet when they were freshmen, which sets high goals for these young athletes.
We've got some girls who have had some major experience at state with girls such as Lydia Erickson, Ellie Henderson, Emma Gordon, Veronica Scheckinger, Carly Henderson. All of them have had state experience. They, for the last few years, returning as sophomores who have state experience and done well are people like Bailey Richardson and Bentley Roan. So it'll be interesting to see. We've got some sprinters who have also been or on Sprint Med as freshmen with Adeline Martins, and Olivia Lund was on Distance Medley as a freshman. So we've got some really good experience coming up. So we'll see. We're just trying to get back to that standard that we set last year and the year before with coming home with a trophy.
You always want to set goals coming into every season. These goals help you to get better over time, and Riverside is a team that has its goals set high this year. Lorenzo Snow said it best, quote, "Be better than you were yesterday, and be better tomorrow than you are today." Coach Hoffman's philosophy this track season pairs perfectly with what Snow said in the past.
You just got to build, be better than the day before. We always have goals set throughout the season, whether that make some things to Drake, whether that compete at a high level at conference, compete at a high level at districts, and then get set up for a really good run in Des Moines.
Hoffman and the Riverside girls are preparing for a challenging season, but also one filled with fun and achievements along the way.
So just seeing what those freshmen can do, seeing if there's girls who can step up in their second or third year, and it's just going to be kind of a fun season to see what we can do.
Riverside will get out for the meet at Griswold on March 28th, starting at 4:30 p.m. I'm Zach Callens, reporting.